Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back, and it's the happy hour. Yeah, if I sound happy, it's just why.
Why are you screaming at
me? I'm sorry. I was a little excited. Chris Ello is back with us as well. Matt Scraby is here. He's been here all day. Chris, how's it going, man? How was your travel?
Good day today, guys. Fortunately, you don't need a passport to get to Manhattan, Kansas. So I made it safely this morning and, a little flight through Dallas. Enough time to stop and get a Subway sandwich. By the way, am I the only guy on Earth whose go-to sandwich at Subway is a foot-long tuna on wheat?
You might be.
No,
anyone else get that?
No, I think that people, for some reason, love the Subway tuna because I see people get it all the time.
Can I give you guys an ultimate hack that I don't even eat Subway, but my wife does?
I love Subway.
And
okay,
this is her go-to sandwich. And at first, when we first started dating and she pulled this out, I was like, I don't know, this is kind of weird. But after eating it, it's pretty good. I don't know how healthy it is. It's a veggie foot long, tons of lettuce. I can't remember what she puts on as the toppings, but there's cheese on there, and then she takes a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, and she puts it in the sandwich.
Wow,
it's actually pretty good.
Wow, and so you only eat because Subway's a little expensive these days.
I think this is how it kind of started.
Yeah, try it at the airport, Scraby. At the airport, it's double, I think.
For sure. Every airport is double. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But you got to stop. Yeah, sorry.
Your wife's sandwich sounded really healthy there. The vegetarian sandwich, lettuce, and then
Cool Ranch
put
Doritos.
The Cool Ranch chips on there. That changed it a little bit.
Definitely did. But it's actually a pretty good sandwich, I must say. I digress. Go ahead.
No, that was it. And then we got here. We came straight from the city of Manhattan, Kansas, is truly in the middle of nowhere. And they do call it the Little Apple. Manhattan, obviously, the Big Apple in New York. So that's kind of what they go by here. There is absolutely...
Chris, I wish you could see Scraby's face. I think he just all put it together.
He just figured it out. Okay, he figured it out. Yeah.
Now I get it. Yeah. I was like, I knew they called it the Little Apple, but I never understood why.
His face figuring it out in real time was quite hilarious.
That was pretty dumb.
Scraby, it's okay. It took me 3 years to get that Zach Gallen was the milkman. So okay.
That's true.
Thank you for making me feel better. Also, Chris, explain to everyone where you are and why there's so much noise behind you.
Well, because when they started the practice in the actual arena where the team plays its game, so I was sitting way up top where nobody could hear anything. They kicked us out of there, and now we're like in a field house practice gym, and there's really nowhere for me to go. I'm sitting kind of down at the end of the court. The players are down at the far end practicing, but it's going to be a little louder, I'm sorry to say.
I got to ask you, Chris, as the news yes. today came down, I don't know if you've heard yet, but Philip Rivers is returning to the Colts. He's going to be on the practice squad, but I can't imagine that he's coming out of retirement to just be on the practice squad. Is this as wild to you as it is to me?
It's one of the wilder ones, isn't it, Tony?
Oh,
I mean, I'm
Lord.
Trying to think of the only thing that – now, how old is Philip? He's over 40.
He's
I know, 45 maybe?
44.
Or?
44.
Somebody's closing
the
out
thing
right
that
there.
Even – Yeah, the only thing. Yeah, right. The only thing that's even close to this was back in the hockey days. The greatest, you know, one of the greatest players ever before Gretzky came along, Gordie Howe, actually kept playing until he was over 50. And so, you know, I don't know how you play hockey at 50, but Gordie Howe did that. This is crazy, but who do the Colts have to fall back on?
They don't have anybody. Apparently,
it's a bit inventive. I mean, their other quarterback Leonard got hurt, and yeah. Richardson's not ready to go.
That's why
Johnny Unitas is probably a little too old. So, so I think, you know, that's it.
It's
Phillip
too
was
bad.
The only
I mean,
option. This is
teams are there was some conversation out there. Maybe this is why the trade deadline needs to be all season long, because now a team is in need of a quarterback it can't trade, so they have to do
right.
something like call up Philip Rivers.
No, this is part of sports. Sometimes the you can't see what's going to happen in the future, and this is one of the wilder ones, right? I mean, Richardson not available, the other backup hurt.
Yeah.
This is a rare thing, but it also brings some intrigue. I mean, we're sitting here talking about Philip Rivers.
I would love to see that. Can you imagine? This is the way he gets his Super Bowl.
I can't. I've been thinking about him slinging the football the way we used to. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing it again.
Well, also, I mean, if you're the Colts, can't you do something with Jonathan Taylor and the Wildcat? I mean, you know, this is what you have to come up with right now. I mean, when the Miami Dolphins brought the Wildcat back, 10 years ago, it happened out of nowhere, and it happened because their quarterbacks were both hurt going into a game against the Patriots. And all of a sudden, they snapped the ball to Ronnie Brown, and about a month and a half later, they were in first place because nobody could figure out how to stop it.
And so, everybody started copycatting them, too, right after.
And then everybody tried to do it for a while until it finally everybody figured it out. But, yeah, I just think this is a hang with them if you're the Colts. And if anybody can do this, man, Philip Rivers – Look, he's a Hall of – now, does this stall his Hall of Fame balloting? Do they have to take him off the ballot? Because he's – right? He's a semifinalist right now. Can't
right.
be playing.
I got to shift to our second favorite topic of the week, and that's concerning the Fighting Irish. We know that they're upset that they were left out of the playoffs. We know that they were so upset that they said, you know, we're not going to play anymore. Then they proceeded to say the ACC didn't have their back. Have you seen the latest piece on this?
No, but I'm excited to hear it.
Yes. So not only did the ACC not have a football team that's not in their conference's back, apparently, according to the Notre Dame AD, they had a campaign.
A smear campaign.
A smear campaign on social media, according to the GM that the ACC put together. Now, I don't know, after his last few comments, this seems like, you know, a stretch to say the least, but more crying from the Fighting Irish on this particular subject.
They wonder why people call them the Crying Irish, and people have called them that over the years. So this is a good example. I'll say a couple of things. I hope that the Crying Irish is so upset. We have a nice soft landing spot for their basketball and all their other teams. They want to come to the Pac-12. We got some new
come
openings
on
next year.
Come on in.
Nothing says Pacific 12.
I think that'd be a nice
like
addition.
Notre Dame.
Well, okay, but nothing spells ACC like Cal.
No, I get it.
Cal or Stanford, for that matter.
I get it.
Right. Who cares about that anymore? So Yeah, Notre Dame. I mean, Notre Dame. Let's put your bluster where your mouth is. I mean, if you're really upset and it's really bothering you and it's irreparable damage, as the AD said, they ought to get out of that conference, shouldn't they, Tony?
I mean, make
them pay. If you feel this way, make them pay.
I think this is the first time in a while that the independent thing bit them in the rear end. They have usually benefited from being out of a conference and kind of being able to, I don't know, create their own path into whatever the end result was. This is the first time that I can remember that it's actually hurt them. And it comes at a time where it's a new format and a newer format coming behind it sounds like. So you wonder, at some point, does this start to change their mind? And I know right now they're talking tough. We're not going anywhere. But that happens again. You're going to start to see the Notre Dame people start to maybe change their mindset on this.
Well, we'll see. I mean, Notre Dame.
Oh, no. He tried.
He did. I mean, this is a good effort.
Oh, yeah, totally. Right here. Like, remember that kid that said to Cam Newton, good game, good effort.
Yeah, that's right. Do you think he's still talking right now, or do you think he's
realizing?
Oh,
we know he is. I don't know who he was whispering to, though.
I got this.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, there he is. Chris.
Uh-oh.
I got kicked out of practice. I was being too loud, so I'm into another room now. Yes, I was being too loud.
They were being loud.
I was showing the door. Well, they're allowed to practice. I'm not supposed to be doing my show and interrupting their practice.
Oh, wow.
All right, we're good now, I think, guys.
Are you just in a hallway somewhere?
I'm in a Kansas State film room, evidently. It's a little tiny theater here. It's actually quite nice.
Who's the most famous football player from Kansas State?
Sproles. That's a good question, Darren Sproles.
Yes, we thought of it. Darren Sproles, my guy, one of the greatest, nicest guys.
Great dude.
Did you ever meet him, Tony?
That was my workout partner for like five years.
Love Darren Sproles. You know, the first thing that I, you know, was introduced to Darren and asked to interview him, or I wanted to interview him, and, you know, he had a bit of a stuttering problem when he first started. And just like any, you know, guy, you know, anybody who's, you know, level up, I mean, he just kept working at it.
Yeah,
he never backed away from interviews, you know, and he just said, I'm going to keep doing this stuff until I get better at it. And, you know, that had a lot of everybody's respect in the media. But beyond that, he's just a superior guy. So,
great dude.
And, you know, yeah, he may have had trouble talking sometimes. But when he had the football, they had a lot of trouble tackling him too, Tony. He had some moves.
Because
he wasn't very big.
Yeah, you couldn't see him behind a normal NFL line until he was already at the hole. And by that time, it's too late because he's running by you. But to your point, man, Darren Sproles is one of the best people I've had a chance to be around on a consistent basis, man. I think he's coaching high school football right now up in L.A. So,
oh, good.
He's definitely in my top five people. Being around.
I've met him too.
He deserves to be there.
Yes.
All right.
K-State does not have a lot of greatness. One name you would remember, Scraby. Well, okay, but I was thinking basketball. Mitch Richmond, the old Warrior, went here.
Michael Beasley.
They don't have a long, illustrious list. Yeah, Michael Beasley, Rolando Blackman was another one. But
they also had one of my favorite basketball coaches. He's quoted. He's not there. I think it was Frank Martin. I think it was his name.
Frank was crazy.
I just love listening. He was a madman, but. He told us,
a madman.
I gotta get the break. I can't go. I will tell you a story on this and why I'm a big Frank Martin fan. Happy hour. More Gwen and Chris on the other side.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
5:19 on the clock. You know, we were just talking about Notre Dame, and I hadn't seen this work that, let me get his name right, a Mr. Brett Yormark put together. He put together some good work here. Speaking at the Sports Business Journal Intercollegiate Athletics Forum on Tuesday, took aim at Bavakwa, which is the AD for Notre Dame, saying he's totally out of bounds in his approach. And if he was in the room, I'd tell him the same thing. Then he proceeded to lay out how he thought the ACC saved Notre Dame back in 2020. He said ACC saved it in 2020 when the Irish played a 10-game ACC schedule during COVID. They went 9-0 in the league play that year before losing in the league championship game in a rematch to Clemson, but still were selected as the number 4 seed in the 4-team college football playoff where they lost in the semifinal to Alabama. Yormark said CFP chairman Hunter Hurachik was transparent about the committee's logic. I like guys who bring receipts. Yormark brought receipts in terms of why Notre Dame needs to stop the crying.
Yeah, Yormark should know, though. He's the he used to be the commissioner of the Big 12, so
he's still
cried
is.
A few.
He still
okay.
Is.
Well, he's cried a few times too, Tony. I mean, believe me, if anything ever happens to that conference,
listen,
he can whine with the best of them too.
I know all of them can, but this one is a bit rich considering that they don't even have a conference. They just out there just floating.
Yeah, for floating sure. Away.
All right, real quick, Frank Martin. I brought him up for the break. One of the best Frank Martin stories, and I try to conduct my children the same way. He talked about his son, and I think he was talking about playing basketball. He's like, I don't go talk to my kids' coaches. Like, when they go play with their coaches, I know how difficult it is to be a coach. I let the coaches coach. Now, if my son has a problem, he needs to go take it up with the coach. I'm not going to come in here behind and stomping my feet. And I think that's the way it's got to be for young athletes. You got to be able to learn away from mommy and daddy and them having to kind of fix your problems for you all the time. That being said, go to AJ.
Yeah, like, kind of like the what was it? The young ladies who was the young the teenagers whose Hollywood parents paid extra money to get them illegally into USC. Yeah, yeah. Remember that?
Oh, yes, yes. It was who was
she? She was in the House.
Lori Loughlin.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Aunt Becky from Full House.
There was another one.
Yeah, that's Felicity Huffman.
Yes. There you go.
I think she did some jail time for it.
I think she did too.
So know what? Don't let your parents bail you out all the time. That might get them in trouble.
A lot of times it does. It leads to things you don't want. All right, now, Scraby, as I've been teasing all day, Sam cornered AJ.
It's actually quite awkward in his hotel room. I don't know whose hotel room this is, but I would not let Sam Levitt in to interview me in my hotel room.
What do you got?
Well, the big news of the day, which actually, because Chris has been traveling all day, we just broke the news to Chris in the last break that Edwin Diaz is now a
And he had
Los
the
Angeles
same response
Dodger.
That most of you guys had when you heard it.
I can't repeat it on the air because it's
a swear word.
It's FCC bad list. But Sammy went up to AJ's hotel room, apparently, and got a one-on-one with him, and he asked AJ about the move that the Dodgers made for Edwin Diaz. Here's I'm gonna play Sam's whispering question.
You did have a division rival, the Dodgers, reportedly sign Edwin Diaz today, give a lot of money to another reliever. Just from your perspective, obviously you guys have come really close the last couple of years to beating them in the postseason, winning the division last year. How do you view kind of the moves they've made so far?
Yeah, no, I think it's expected, you know, in terms of, I think overall the NL West, it feels like there's always talent coming into the NL West, you know, with the teams that are there. There's, it speaks to the competitiveness around the National League. And the Dodgers specifically, the last 2 years they've represented the National League and won the World Series. So, they had teams that are hungry to win and are willing to put a lot of resources towards that. We understand that. Mm-hmm. And, I think again, like our focus continues to be on what we need to do to get better. And, like you mentioned, the last 2 years we've been close, but it hasn't been good enough. I think as a group, we talk about how do we take another step, knowing that other teams are going to add. That's what it looks like. And I think for us, we're going to continue to look to get better and then continue to look to find ways to take another step or two, which we need to get to and get to a World Series, bring a World Series here to San Diego.
I wish
To be fair, they're both were kind of whispering.
Yeah, they're in a hotel room. You don't need to whisper.
Maybe they were at Aztec women's basketball practice. Like, I should have been whispering.
They could have been. One time I want AJ just to be like, man, that bleeping sucks.
You'll never hear that.
I know I won't, but I want to hear
it. You won't hear that from anybody in that building. Or any building, for that matter.
You shouldn't think that way if you were in that building.
You should not. So you're not going to hear him say that, Scraby.
All right, fine. But, yeah.
Get anything else from Sammy?
Well, I just want to get... Should I get Chris's thoughts on Edwin Diaz? Because
Let's hear from Chris on this.
Can we do it without you getting us kicked off the radio, Chris?
Well, I'm just going to hope that Edwin Diaz has a blow-up year. I mean, he's had at least one. He's certainly capable of it. Right. He's had one or two of those. And, I know last year when they got Tanner Scott, we all thought that was the end-all.
He was the flavor of the year.
Right. That didn't work out. So, there's always a risk involved to sign somebody, as high profile as this. But, obviously, on paper, it gives them another weapon. And it, AJ's right. I mean, you just have to look at what they have and do your best to try to beat it. That's it. There's no crying in sports unless you're Notre Dame. So you just have to. Sorry, Irish fans. That was an easy one.
It was low hanging fruit right there.
You just have to. You have to do your best. Unless they're going to change the division alignment. And the other thing is too, you don't hear anybody in the Padre organization complaining, you know, or you know, talking about the Rockies. So, you know, whereas most teams in baseball do have four other teams they're competing with, the Padres only have three.
That's true.
It just so happens that one of the three is the Dodgers. So, you know, this is what you have to deal with. And the good news is you can still get into the playoffs if you don't beat them. And right. that to me is the one thing. If you had to win the division to make the playoffs, then I could totally see the Padres feeling some type of way, because obviously it'd be very difficult to ever get in there.
Yeah, no doubt. Before we go, I just have one to. I peeped this while AJ was talking. Now you guys see the Joe Musgrove bobblehead. See how far we've come. I'm about to pull out one that had to have been.
But from Joe Musgrove has his tattoos on his arm. He's got his dog, the coffee cup.
I mean,
it looks
like Joe Musgrove.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know who this guy is.
He's holding up a Trevor Hoffman bobblehead from way back when.
If I get this close, look at his nose they have on it. Can y'all see that? Can you see it on there?
Yeah, it's such a big nose.
That's crazy.
It's a beak.
And I also have a little bit of problem with his when Trevor pitched and he had that leg, he would kind of lean back. He kind of leaned forward on this. But the nose thing, it just caught my attention, and it's just like, yo, we've come a long way.
Someone
with
on
these
the chat.
Thank goodness.
Holy nose.
I know one person. Tony, I know one person close to home who had a bobblehead that didn't go too well, and that was your pops.
Oh, he had quite a few that didn't go well.
He had quite a few of them. They kept trying to do them and kept trying to figure it out. You know, now I would take your dad's bobblehead because, right. like you said, they've figured out how to do it right. But some of those ones he had back in the day were not, you know, they were not what we wanted. So.
He looks like the Trevor Hoffman one looks like a caricature of someone who played in the 20s.
Right.
Like with the long jaw and the
Have you seen?
There's a couple of them back there. I don't know if it's there anymore, but that one Joe Musgrove where he has his mouth open is another interesting one.
I don't think we have that one anymore.
Look at the Coach Dutcher one. Even Coach Dutcher has his face looking
That's
like his face.
That's what I'm saying. We've come such a long way. I mean, from this guy right here who I don't know who. It might be long-lost relative of Trevor. I don't know.
I don't think. I think it's not Trevor, though. I think they just picked a picture of a person and put it up.
They didn't pick a picture. Somebody just closed their eyes and, like, imagined what Trevor looked like. Anyway.
It's pretty bad, actually.
Speaking of the Joe Musgrove, if anybody out there longs for purchasing or owning one of those Joe Musgrove bucket hats, which were famous for a few months there. Remember that a few years ago?
Yes.
My wife has one sitting in her office that she will not allow me to throw away or move or touch or do anything. But she's never worn it. So I'm just saying. Still one exists out there.
All right, let's get to break.
I don't want to be in charge of getting that to someone. So, Chris, you take care of that. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Scraby pushed it off for a couple of days. Here we are. GBU will finally get its shine. On Gwen and Chris.
I just hit the mic. I do this on the Scraby Show all the time. I hit the mic and...
Turn yourself off?
No, I do the whole, like, Scraby Show, 97... I'm not even talking because I didn't turn on the microphone, and I just did it right now.
You've done that all week, by the way, and last week.
Yeah, I know. I can't get to the end of the year fast enough. We're going to announce the biggest fan in just a second. We're going to get the GBU in just a second. But first, this hour is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings, certificates, and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply. Up to you now, Tony.
I can go?
Yes.
Quick SDFC update.
Oh, wait. No, biggest fan first.
Oh, I thought you said you would read the biggest fan.
Oh, I'll read the biggest fan. I thought we were in tandem here. I'm going. Congratulations to today's biggest fan, Steven Garcia of San Diego. Give us a call within the next 10 minutes at 833-288-0973. You'll qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends for a night in our Odyssey Suite at a Padres game with all of the fan staff later this season. Catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Remember to register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. Steven Garcia of San Diego. If you signed up, call us now, 833-288-0973. Your 10 minutes starts
if
now.
If you signed up, his name is in there. So
well, I figured there's a lot of Steven Garcias out there. No, I figured there's a lot of Steven Garcias out there. So if a Steven Garcia, because we've had a call before and the phone number didn't match and they're like, oh, I just heard my name and I called.
Oh, okay. I guess there is a reason for that.
I just want you guys to know that when I came on to the show today, Tony, the first thing I was met with by Scraby was how smoothly the show was running without me. I just want you to know that really hasn't carried on since I've been here.
Well, it hasn't been smooth the moment you got on.
Who's the main person?
But he's not talking though. It's you doing all the talking. Real quick, before we get
wait,
to
one more. No, I'm just kidding.
Before we get to the GBU, we all remember the disappointing end to SDFC's season. For those who follow soccer, I don't know if you guys saw this, but Mohamed Salah of Liverpool had like an epic blow up after the game. He didn't play.
Yeah.
He's quite upset. And of course, what does the media do? They stick the mic in front of his face. And he was candid for, you know, however long it was. I'm not sure he is excited about his candor now, but rumor is that he may be headed to either Saudi Arabia or MLS.
Yeah.
If he heads to MLS, reportedly, SDFC is at the very top of the list to bring him in. This is the type, you know, we're talking, I mean, Messi,
game changer.
Messi's the top of the top, but this dude is special. And can still play, and I think, man, it would be a lively ticket if SDFC is able to pull that off. I thought I'd share that before we got to GBU. Your turn, Chris.
Oh, okay.
Good share, Tony. Good share. How about traffic, Scrabe?
Look at
and
this guy.
And then the good, the bad, and
help
the ugly.
You get on track, Scrabe. How about that, Chris? Helping you get on track.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, before we get to the GBU, we have been telling you about these tickets all day, but right now is your chance to win a pair of tickets to the San Diego State basketball game against Lamar at Viejas Arena tomorrow night. Grab tickets at GoAztecs.com. First person to know the Lamar is a university mascot or nickname.
Nickname.
Yes. Give us a call, 833-288-0973, and if you're the first caller to get it right, then you will win that prize. All right. With that said,
I need a beat. There we go. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly for week 14 of the National Football League. I just want everybody to know ahead of time, Scraby's laziness did carry over to today a little bit, Tony. There are still no highlights for this week's good, bad, and ugly.
Wait, time out. There's no highlights?
That's what I was told.
So he kicked the can down the road and still didn't get highlights.
Okay, if we're going to talk about this, I didn't realize that this was going to be a thing, but if we're going to talk about this, Chris doesn't, and I'm not trying to make fun of Chris, he doesn't have a way to see the highlights, Tony. So he doesn't know what I gave him because he's on his phone right now, and so if he closes the app, it closes the thing. I figured it would be much more simple for us to just go without highlights today. Producer's decision, discretion.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot of producer's decisions here the last couple of weeks.
Discretion.
Producer's decision.
You know, when I asked Chris off the air if that was cool, he goes, yeah, that sounds good. And now it gets brought up.
It sounded good. I'm just bringing it up. All right, here we go. The good. Let's start with this one. Game of the week, Green Bay 28, Bears 21. Tony, your thoughts on this game. The Packers win, but I think the Bears come out of it feeling pretty good. They were down 10 points in the fourth quarter. They come back on the road. They tie. I think the Bears have proven to themselves, if nothing else, that they can beat anyone in this league. And they play the Packers again at home in a couple of weeks. So, victory for Green Bay, but not a terrible loss for Chicago, I didn't think.
No, I didn't think so either, especially the way they were able to come back. They moved the ball down the field when they had to in a second. And they were in striking distance to do it again. The throw came out of Williams' hands a little late, and that ended up leading to an interception. But you're right. I think they walk away feeling like we had those guys. And without that last play, I think Green Bay would have been trying to figure things out today.
The other funny thing about this was Matt LaFleur had to come out and say that he didn't take any special joy in beating Ben Johnson. But Ben Johnson, when he was with the Lions, made a big deal about the fact that he used to mop up on the Packers. So there was a little behind the scenes going on in that one as well.
You know what's funny? I feel like Ben Johnson is the type that is going to play into that deal, right?
Yeah.
Like, but
why
I
not?
But as much as I sometimes dislike my man from Green Bay, he's pretty even keeled most of the time. He doesn't seem to be moved by a lot of this stuff.
Packers 28, Bears 21. Number two in the good was the snow game. Buffalo 39, Cincinnati 34. Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, always a lot of fun. But we said it yesterday, Tony. When it's snowing, every player on the field slows down, except for Josh Allen, who starts to run faster. Three more touchdowns, a long rushing touchdown. Josh Allen's incredible in that kind of weather.
I'm not sure if he's got better spikes than everybody, but it seems like when everybody is like running in place because their feet are slipping out, he is just, gripping the ground and, as you said, running away from people. Plus, I don't think anybody really wants to tackle. I don't think anybody wants to tackle him anyway.
Nobody wants to tackle anybody in that
Josh
weather.
Josh Allen is not that much smaller than Cam Newton, and I used to see the same thing. No one really wants to make the business decision to get in the way and tackle him in that weather in particular.
Yeah, Joe Burrow's pretty good in that weather. Also, he threw four touchdowns, but the Bengals came up short. Final good was the Rams basically naming the score 45-17 over Arizona. They got the top seed in the NFC right now. Matthew Stafford back on track, 3 touchdowns. But I want to send out a special thank you to the Cardinals for throwing the ball to Michael Wilson on basically every play to help my fantasy team get into the playoffs. I think he had 20 targets in the game, Tony. It's as if the Cardinals don't even have another play in the book, but I appreciated that.
20
Rams win 45-17.
I just put this together. Maybe
it was unbelievable.
Targets.
He is a new father. You know who his wife is?
Michael Wilson?
Yes.
No.
Is Sophia Wilson, the star soccer player for the USA team.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
New father, and all of a sudden he's balling out of his mind.
New dad energy. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I remember with Gavin Sheets. He got new dad energy.
New dad energy. But yeah, shout out to Michael Wilson, man. He balled out.
Before Chris moves on, I got to say congratulations to William for winning the tickets to the Aztec game. Lamar's nickname is Cardinals.
The Lamar Cardinals.
Correct.
So there you go. That's congratulations, right. William.
They'll be the one in the Cardinal red uniforms tomorrow night. It kind of goes along with their name. in the bad category, you got to start with the Buccaneers losing at home to the Saints. Early in the season, right, first month, Baker Mayfield was going to be MVP.
Can do no wrong.
Buccaneers were going to the Super Bowl. That has changed dramatically, has it not, Tony? And I don't know, is it just because Michael Evans has been not there, or has Baker lost his mojo? Because they're not doing a whole lot on offense right now.
I think you can kind of chalk it up to one leading to the other, right? I mean, your best target goes down, and simultaneously your production kind of goes down as well. I would say Evans does a lot of things for that team other than just catch the football. He makes everybody else's job easier.
I also think that Baker is dealing with some injuries.
No doubt.
He seems like he's been getting beat up. Yeah.
Hey, listen, Baker's not the biggest dude.
No.
Taking hits, all that starts to kind of wear on you after a while.
Have you seen that commercial? He is the Bradley Cooper one where he's like, and now Baker Mayfield is a bread influencer.
Yeah, I did see that.
Anyway, Chris.
Is it unfair or is it ludicrous to say that Tyler Shuck has been the most productive rookie quarterback this year for the Saints? Didn't look bad in that game. Ran for 2 touchdowns. So
I think that might be a little rich. This
okay.
He's only his third start?
Yeah. Fourth or
fifth,
who's beating him out?
Rookies?
What rookie's done better?
Shador?
I'm missing somebody.
No.
Shador? No. Anyway, Pittsburgh 27, Baltimore 22. I would say that the Ravens have been a disappointment lately, but they've just been a disappointment all year. And this we should have seen coming. Lamar Jackson only, whatever it is, Mike Tomlin, and I know the Steeler fans out there, including our boss, don't like Mike Tomlin, but Mike Tomlin does have the kryptonite for Lamar Jackson, Tony. It's the only team he ever routinely plays poorly against.
Yeah, and you know, the interesting thing, Mike Tomlin has taken the Bill Belichick approach specifically with Lamar Jackson. He only talks good about him. Matter of fact, when his team says something otherwise, he's quick to jump on it. Maybe this is why. I found it funny. I can't remember who. Oh, you know who it was? It was Shannon Sharp. He highlighted, I think it's the left tackle. The left tackle for the Ravens. They were showing these clips. And I don't know if it was just a bad day, but it was at least 8 clips of him not even getting an arm on the defensive lineman. Like, just completely free run. Now, in about 7 of 8 of these, Lamar was able to just make one move and create some time to get some space. But they brought it up. This gentleman, I can't remember the left tackle's name, has been there the whole year. And that part of, you know, for a right-handed quarterback, you kind of need your left tackle to be on his P's and Q's. And so
Ronnie Stanley?
No, it's not Stanley. So maybe that's not the left tackle then. Somebody was, it was 77. Whoever 77 is, he was just running right by my man.
He wasn't blocking anyone,
huh?
He
wasn't blocking anyone.
The other tackle is Roger Rosengarten.
He might be hurt too. I think all those guys are hurt. That's
Joseph Noteboom?
No, I'm going to find it for you. Go ahead, Chris. Finish your thing.
Whoever it was doing a good impression of a pylon is what Tony is saying. Yeah. 27-22, Steelers go back into first place in that division. The other bad was the Commanders. My goodness, 31-0 at the hands of the Vikings. That appearance in the NFC Championship last year is looking more and more like a Fugazi every day. I know Jaden Daniels has been hurt, so that's a good excuse. But the whole Commanders team has fallen completely apart this year after surprising the league last year. Into the ugly category, Tony, and Patrick Mahomes doesn't spend a lot of time here, but three interceptions later and the Chiefs 6-7, that was pretty ugly, and Travis Kelce wasn't a whole lot better. One catch for 8 yards, dropped the ball into an interception. The Chiefs don't look like the Chiefs anymore. Let's just say that.
That is true, and I am enjoying every second of it because I fully expect for them to make a resurgence next year.
You do, huh? Really?
Yeah.
At this point, I don't know how, and I'm not saying that Patrick has played his very best, but I've seen a lot of games where that specific thing was happening a lot. Drop passes. There's a lot of them on Kansas City for a team that has been that good for this long. And this goes back to last year. They were doing the same thing. I remember us having the same conversation about all the drop passes. But, yeah, no, I think who said it? Was it head coach Green? We are Denny Green.
They are who we thought they were.
Their record says that. And so that's kind of how they played all season.
Yeah. Andy Reid also coached a terrible game. He's going for the ball going for first downs on his own 30-yard line in the fourth quarter. He put his team in a bad spot, and he admitted it afterwards. Seattle over Atlanta, 37-9. Sorry about it, Adam Klug, but how much money does Kirk Cousins make to be a quarterback again in the NFL?
A lot.
I mean, the Seahawks just made him look, you know, so bad in this game. Atlanta could do absolutely nothing. Seahawks roll. Jackson Smith and Jigba runs around, pretty much does whatever he wants. Two more touchdowns. Seattle wins big. And then the final ugly, your guys, Tony Gwynn Jr., the Raiders. They lose to Denver 24-17. And here's the thing that happened at the end of this game. People are talking about this, especially in the wake of all the gambling stuff. There was a penalty called on Denver in the secondary with 1 second remaining in the game. The Raiders were down by 10, stopped the clock. Pete Carroll runs the field goal team out, kicks a field goal to lose by 7, but beat the 7.5-point spread. I don't know that this is the look the NFL wanted in the wake of what happened in the NBA, but
what are you supposed
a lot
to tell
of people
them?
Talking that, that, about this.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, like, I don't know. Well, you're not supposed to go for a field goal there, are you? You're down by 10 with 1 second to go?
Well, I mean, I'm saying regardless.
What if they Hail Mary'd and there was a touchdown? It's the same thing.
Well, okay. But, yeah, all right.
No, I get what you're saying,
The
Chris.
Gamblers aren't. All right. Yeah. The Vegas people are feeling some type of way about this, especially if you bet Denver in this game.
And I completely understand why, because it was questionable. I mean, it doesn't happen that often like that. But
Real quick, Faleli.
But what was the field goal for? Did the Raiders are not in any point differential playoff contention.
I think it was a motivation booster, you know.
I see.
Okay. We only lost by 7.
I can't. Okay. I just can't get with the conspiracy theory that somehow they were like in on these gambling.
Oh, I can.
I know.
You know what? If anybody's gambling on football, as much as I like him, I think it might be Pete Carroll. I don't know. Pete's a little shady. Sometimes.
Real quick, I found the offensive lineman. I can't say his last name.
Faleli.
Faleli.
Yes. Apparently, Shannon Sharpe said he couldn't block the sun in his eyes.
If you watched the clips, you would agree too.
That's really funny.
All right.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris, thank you for hopping
on. All right, guys.
We'll talk to you Thursday.
Yes, sir. To you Thursday.
Yes, okay. Have a good one tomorrow. I'll see everybody in a couple days.
Word. Scrappy Chronicles coming up next.
That's right, baby.
You got a lot to talk about,
yes,
buddy.
Yes, we do.
You guys have a good night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.